I'm inspired by historical artifacts. People say St. Louis died, so I brought it back.
24-year-old rapper Tef Po has a career that began before he learned to drive, when as a young teen he started releasing EPs and mixtapes, both as a solo artist and group member of the buzzed about ensemble Soul Tide and duo Honors English. Besides his music, there's a chance you may have read his Riverfront Times column, I'm Just a Rapper, where he spills out his frustrations on the state of his chosen profession and the ills of the city he calls home.
Everything that I do is based on, like, unity, diversity, being more so the person that's going to say the things that everybody else is kind of nervous to say. You know, I'm not trying to be a preacher. I'm not trying to be, like, the savior of the city. There's things that happen every day that we don't think about, and I just want us to, you know, hey, at least take 5 seconds to think about it and maybe even have a conversation about it.
He's opened for Grammy-nominated lyricist Lupe Fiasco and most recently touched down in Austin for music festival South by Southwest. Born Kareem Jackson, his early childhood took place in the city of Pine Lawn, where he says he got his first taste of the Black experience while growing up. Walks to School created a real-life scene of gang violence aftermath.
So our neighborhood just got terrorized constantly. And I remember, like, people, you would always hear shootings. Some of my classmates would have lost friends. And I'm only in, like, third grade at this point, like, when I start realizing what this is. And it shell-shocked me. I remember that feeling of just being scared.
Poe's musical influence came from time spent with his father and brother Vito Money, better known as city rap legend Black Spade. He says the idea of being a rapper came to him when he was about 12, but he wasn't aware of any easy way to do it. He received mentorship from his brother and his friend Cash. Around 2004, he and Cash formed the local award-winning rap duo Honors English. After the group disbanded, Poe bounced around Tennessee and San Diego for a while before landing back home in 2009. He chose to live around the city instead of returning to his mother's house, riding the train all night, couch surfing, and occasionally sleeping in homeless shelters. His bounce back phase created the perfect title for his EP, The Redeemer. Life like dream, like we the future of everything. He told me that my mother called his telephone searching for her. 5 additional albums have followed, including the acclaimed War Machine and its follow-up War Machine 2. He's performed with fellow rappers Talib Kweli, Big Boi, and Rakim, and his name has been featured on the websites of Urban Music Bible's XXL and The Source. He kicked off 2013 with 4 weeks as the Freestyle Friday reigning champion on BET show 106 in Park, and will be releasing 2 more albums in the coming months. So it's an understatement to say that he's got a lot on his plate. As he gets older and the promise of success climbs higher on the horizon, he is careful to not rest on his laurels or to produce music simply for the exercise of doing so.
I've done a few things and I've got some accolades, but I haven't done anything. So it's hard to let the public know and let the people that really know you know that you're still grounded. You just can't control what people think. Pop a couple bottles, people be hating on me. I think they shouldn't though. I'm the
investment. I can make the city grow. It's Poe. Tef Poe will be honored for his Freestyle Friday achievement this Friday at the Gramophone, where he is scheduled to perform. Aaron Williams, St. Louis Public Radio.